Okay, today's daf is Yuma Daf Chaf Aleph, the last daf here in the first parak. There are so many things on this daf that we could talk about, so we're going to focus on one topic, which really has to do with our life. And the topic is Hashra'as Hashchina. That is the topic for today's daf. Where does this come up? Right here in Chaf Aleph Mabez, where the Gemara says that there were five differences between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. The Gemara says, O Mikdash Sheni Mihave. The Gemara asks, was there Eish during Mikdash Sheni? The Gemara previously had said, there's Eish from Hashem, there's Eish from, that there's a mitzvah for us to bring Eish. So, V'amar Shomar Bar Anya, Maidach Se V'erat Se Bo V'i Kavda, the Pasuk in Chagai, right, talking about Bayis Chagai was one of the last Nevi'im, Chagai Zechariah Malachi. So the Pasuk says, V'i Kavda, relating to Bayis Sheni, but V'i Kavda, and I will be honored out, the last hey is not written. It's just pronounced. We read it v'i kavda, but really it's written v'i kaved. It's a kriya niksiv. V'i kavda, maishna de mechusar hey. Where's the hey? What's the symbolic message of not having the hey? So the message is that there were five things. Hey, gematria five. Elu, chamisha dvarim, shahayu bein mikdash rishon mikdash sheni. This is a reference, a remez to the five differences between Mikdash Rishon and Mikdash Sheni. And what were they? What were the five things that were missing during Bayis Sheni? Elu Hein Aron, Kapores, Kruvim. So that's all one, right? The Aron was not there. We know the Aron, we had back in Masechah Shkalim, if you remember, three different deos, where the Aron went. Either it was buried underneath the Kodesh Kodashim by Yoshio HaMelech, that's what the Rambam, I think, quotes, or it was buried under the Dir HaEitzim, right? That was the story in the Mishnayos and Shkalim, where there was a Kohen that thought he saw one of the tiles that was raised up, and he was about to tell his friend that he died, because Hashem didn't want him to what to say, or the other day that it was taken to Bavel along with the other Caleb. So we assume like the first one. But the second base of Mikdash, the Kodesh Kodashim, was empty. So Aron Kabar is Kruvim. Eish was not there. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Shechina, Ruach HaKodesh, Urim V'tumim. So Urim V'tumim is not our topic today, but that's also a fascinating issue. What does that mean? Or isn't the Urim V'tumim part of the Big Day Kahuna? And Big Day Kohen Gadol, so how could the Kohen Gadol function in Bayis Sheni if there was no Urim V'Tumim? So that's what Tosfos says here, that it was there, it just didn't function, right? That they didn't have the power of the Urim V'Tumim. Urim V'Tumim Havi, Shem Lo Kein, Haya Kohen Gadol Mechusar Begadim, El Aloha Yu Meshivin Linish Olam Behem. It didn't answer if it was asked questions. The interesting question is, what is the Urim V'Tumim? We discussed that a little bit in another context. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, what is the Urim V'Tumim? Right, we are brainwashed, so to speak, by Rashi and the Ramban, who say that it's the Shem Hashem that's put into the folds of the Choshen, and that's kind of like the energy of the stones, and they light up. But the Rambam does not quote what the Urim V'Tumim was. And the Achronim assume that the Rambam holds that the Urim V'Tumim were the stones themselves of the Choshen, and of the connected to the Ephod. Okay, but either way, that's Urim V'Tumim, but it says they didn't have these things. So our question is going to be is, really, Shechina? Shechina is one of the five things that Bayis Sheni didn't have. There was no Hashras HaShechina during Bayis Sheni? How are we supposed to understand that? Again, it wasn't on the same level as Bayis Rishon, but there was no Hashras HaShechina? Right? How are we supposed to understand that? That's going to be our question. But even just before that, one or two other points before the Mefarshim ask here. Especially the Ben Yoyada says Shlomo HaMelech built the first base of Migdash. Shalem with a hay. Right, Shalem, it was complete with the five things. That's a remez to Shlomo, who built Bayis Rishon. But there are other items that aren't on the list that maybe should be on the list. The Ritva here asks, what about the Shemana Mishcha? Right, that also wasn't in Bayis Sheni. We know Yoshio HaMelech also hid the Shemana Mishcha that was never used. Right, we had a week ago we had a shir about, Lamda shir about how the Kohen Gadol becomes the Kohen Gadol. So he either uses the Shemana Mishcha or he uses the Begadim. And the question the Gemara asks is, what happens if the new Kohen Gadol has to take over on Yom Kippur, and there's no avoda for him to do? But either way, the Ritva here asks, "V'lo chashev shemana mishcha shlo haya v'yisheni? Why? Mipnei she'apa v'yis rishon lo haya tamid shekvar nignas b'mei Yoshio." So the Ritva says, "Well, half of v'yis rishon they didn't have it either. So that's not a difference between v'yis rishon and v'yis sheni, because even during times of v'yis rishon they didn't have the shemana mishcha. Because as we mentioned, Yeshua HaMelech was already gonezit." The Tosis Yishanim mentions that maybe they only mention items that are litzarech hamikdash dafka, right? The mikdash needed it to function. You need the fire to function. You need the Shechina to function. You need the Urim and Tumim to function. Maybe the Shemana Mishcha wasn't needed on a daily basis. It was needed when there was an event that happened, when a Kohen needs to become a Kohen, or when a Kli is going to be used, or the Riyal Avon says maybe the only mentioned items that were in the Beis HaMikdash itself, it wasn't left in the Beis HaMikdash. One might say that it was included in Aron. The Shemana Mishcha was put together with the Aron, so maybe just like the Aron wasn't there, the Shemana Mishcha wasn't there either. Okay, but either let's get back to our main topic, and that is, what does that mean that there was no Shechina in the Beis HaMikdash? Not just an emotional, how could it be? The Rambam writes, right? The Hilchos Beis HaBechir in Perek Vav. Why aren't we allowed to go onto the Beis HaMikdash Bizman Hazeh? Because we're Tamei Meis and the Shechina is still there. So there can't be more Shechina now than there was Bizman Bayesheni. You know, okay, we don't have any Beis HaMikdash, but then they had a Beis HaMikdash. So the Rambam says, V'lomani Omer b'mikdash v'Yerushalayim shekdusha rishona kedushas alasin lavo. The kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, that kedusha going back to Yeshua, going back to David and Shlomo, that kedusha, that shechina never left. U'b'kedusha shar Eretz Yisrael in Yitzriyas u'maisves v'chayesu en lokish alasin lavo. Lefi shekdusha mikdash v'Yerushalayim mipnei hashechina. V'shechina eina b'teila. The shechina is never batel. V'hara Yomer, right? The Mishnah in Megillah quotes this. V'ashimosi es b'kedushaychem. V'yomer chachamim afal pisha shomimin b'kedushas aneim omdim. Even though they're desolate, it's still b'kedusha. The rest of Eretz Yisrael is based on kibush rabim, and that could be undone. Again, a major topic, not for us now. But that's the Rambam. The Rambam says that the Shechina today. That's why you can't go on Har HaBayis where the Kodesh Kodashim was. Right, so what does that mean? That what does the Gemara mean that there was no Shechina? So this is a question that the Binyan Tzion deals with. Binyan Tzion, Rebecca Vettlinger, in his Shuvas, 1800, Simon Gimel. So he was asked this question: how do you understand our Gemara? Right, our Gemara says there was no Shechina during Bayis Sheni. The Rambam says there is Shechina during now. No, not only Bayis Sheni. So he quotes that there are many Chazals, not just the Rambam. Right, the Medrash in Shir HaShirim says, Lo Zaza Shechina Mikotel HaMaravi. The Shechina never left. Right, which is always a very inspiring chazal, that if you think about it, this Medrash was written 2,000 years ago. And 2,000 years ago, the Medrash already says, the Tanam already wrote that the Shechina will never leave the Kotel. If you would have asked any Roman 2,000 years ago, would this wall still be up in 2,000 years? Is this still going to stand? If you would have asked any of our enemies throughout history, is the Kotel going to still be there? There's one wall left. They would say, no, we just didn't get around to it yet. We knocked down all the other walls. We're going to get to this one soon. And yet the Tanoim had the confidence to write, right, the Siyata Deshmaya, the Ruach HaKodesh, so to speak, to write that the Shechina will never leave the Kotel HaMaravi. Amar Rabbi Acha, La'olam en Shechina Zaza Mikotel HaMaravi So Beis HaMikdash Shenemar Hine Ze Omeid Achar Kasleinu. Right, so that's the Medrash on that pasuk in Shir HaShirim. So the Shechina is still there. So the Shechina is still there, and the Rambam said the Shechina is still there, and our Gemara says that the Shechina left. And what about our davening? V'sechazet, right? V'sechazena Einenu B'shuvcha L'tzion Barachem Hashem. Please return. What do you mean please return? He never left. Right, if the Shechina is still there, then he's still there. So what are we davening for? Hamachazir, he's going to return. Machazir, he's in the middle of returning. Shechinaso Litzion. But the Shechina is there, the Rambam says. So what are we davening for? So we have these different directions that some of the sources are going. So says the Binyan Tzion. Maybe it's obvious, but it has to be said. Says the Binyan Tzion. How could the Shechina be in so many places at once? What does that mean? Another Gemara that we all know. What does the Gemara say? Brachas Davav. Brachas Davav. Uminayin. Shakarish Baruch Hu Matzim Beis HaKnesses. Hadnu Hashem's in the Shul. Shnemer Elohim Nitzav Vadas Kel. Uminayin La'asar Hashem Mispalalin. Sheshchina Imahem. How do you know every time there's a minion, there's the Shechina. When the tenth person comes into Shul, you brought the Shechina. Three people having a court case, the Shechina is there. So the Shechina is with every two people that are learning Torah. Skipping a few lines. So one person learning Torah, the Shechina is there. So how could the Shechina be at so many different places at once? And how can it be in the Beis HaMikdash? It's not in the Beis HaMikdash. What's going on here? So, again, the Binyan Tzion says, there are different levels of Shechina. Different levels of Shechina. What does that mean? There are different levels of Shechina. There's different intensity of Shechina. The way, and this is something that's said by a number, but he gives a mashal. He gives a mashal. He says, does the Shechina come somewhere? He says, you say the sun, oh, you let the sun in the house. Really? You have the sun in your house? When you open the windows, oh, you let the sun come in. The sun's billions of galaxies away. What does that mean, that the sun came in? That means there's the source of the rays of the sun that are billions of miles away, and by removing an impediment, by removing a mania, so then I let the rays of the sun come in. And the sun could be in many different places at once, the rays of the sun. Because that's the way, you know, the sun works. And that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the sun. You can have one sun, and it shines, and the sun goes into many different houses at once. Nirchaka kama alfei revavos milin meha'aretz. Harei shebishimash halashon machnis ha'or. Habamin HaShemesh, b'shem HaShemesh. Right, we say the sun came in, even though we don't really mean the sun came in. We say, you know, the effect of the sun came in. Achein mepnei shabayis beheskeiro mana oro milagiel l'sham. Nomar kishe niftach pesach o chalon shebo l'sham HaShemesh. Af she'ein ze ela hasaras hamenia. Even though it's just removal. Me'achar, me'echad, me'alfei revavos shim she'echadosh baruch hu. So now, kavachomer mashal the sun is just an eved of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How can HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how can the Shechina be in so many different places? It depends where you let him in. Because Shechina is like the sun. Hashem will go wherever he's allowed in. If we remove the impediment to the situation, so then Hashem will allow us in. We will allow Hashem in, so to speak. Marshal shekeinu inyan b'shenomar shechina shoreh b'makom lo shenomar b'zesh shechina nikra kvod Hashem ba'atzmo shoreh b'makom k'mo shenomar v'ishkan kvod Hashem al har Sinai elo she'or ha'kedusha ha'ne'etzal v'ha'nizrach mikvod Hashem asher mikomo ne'elam gami mishar se'mala. Right, even the malachim don't know where Hashem is. The Korah is right, sho'alim zelazeh ayeh mikom kvodo. Even the malachim don't know where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, so to speak. Hu asher zorech al hamakom ahu v'chulu. O ma shenemer sheba, hakavana shenachna mesir mi'atzmeinu amaniya, shemana kedusha lizroch aleinu. And now, when 10 people get together to do something spiritual, to daven, to learn, even one person gets to learn, they have removed the maniya of Gashmi around them, and they've allowed the Shechina to shine in. That's the Hashras HaShechina. That's not going to be in so many different places. And the more you open the window, the more Shechina comes in. The more sun comes in. It's the same sun. But I'm gonna let it in. The more I let it in, the stronger it is. Shekomakom shediskabsa sham eda kedusha la'avodas Hashem u'mesira mehem inyan ha'olam hazeh ha'achor hamoneh azrichas or ha'kedusha. So much of this world prevents the Shechina coming in. Sham shara Shechina sheishmakom niftach la'or ha'kedusha lizroach al'matzpuni ha'levavos ula ha'ir nishmasam. Right, Hashem wants to light up our world. And he says shemisha v'kayim ba'atzmo shivisi Hashem l'negdi tamin mekabel shefa kedusha yoser mizulaso she'ino machshav Hashem tamin k'negdo. And the more we open up ourselves, so then the more we, you know, are zocha to it. That's mikdash rishon mikdash sheni. It had Shechina. It had Shechina in Mikdash Sheni. Just not the same intensity. It wasn't opened as much. Right? We had a couple, what was the Chaf Aleph, right? We had, 11 daf ago, right? The Remember Daf Test or so, right? The Kohanim Gedolim died every year. Right? So why? Because they didn't open up the windows to the Shechina as much as they should. This is one source. The other source to mention, we have the Binyan Tzion and Siman Gimel, Rabbi Yaakov Ettlinger. And also, if you look in the Tshuvas Shari Tzion, Shari Tzion is the Rav of the Kotel, and Mekomas HaKadoshim, Rav Rabinovich. So they are in the Hakdama to the Sefer, which is all about Tshuvas relating to the Kotel and other Mekomos. So he quotes this Binyan Tzion, and he expands upon it. So he says, Yishbeis b'chinos b'musa kedusha. He says there are two b'chinos, two ways that you can look at hashras hashchina and kedusha. Harisha nomar akvod Hashem shu makar kedusha. One is the source Hashem shchina resting, and the other is like he said the rays, like the rays of the sun, the rays of the Kedusha, whatever that means. But Hashedi nomar la'ora ne'atzal ha'mashpia Kedusha. The or that's mashpia. During Bayis Rishon, the makar Kedusha, Kadosh Baruch Hu mamish was mashra hishchina. Okay, whatever that means. It's a spiritual concept. But we didn't just have the rays. That's what it means. It's not just a quantitative. If you read the Binyan Tzion, it wasn't, right, he expands on it and explains it, right? It's not a quantitative jump. There was more Kedusha. We opened up the windows more during Bayis Rishon. No. It means that the source of the Kedusha rested during Bayis Sheni. And during Bayis Rishon. And Bayis Sheni, it wasn't the source, it was just the rays. Sheb Mishkan Ubayis Rishon Shachan Kvod Hashem Ba'atzmo Makar HaKedusha Ukmo Shenemar Ukvod Hashem Maleas HaMishkan. It says at the end of Pekudei. Ubemikdash Nomar Kimali Kvod Hashem Es Beis Hashem Avo Bavayis Sheini Gamshar Sa Shechina Ela Shebechinas Haisa Or Neatzal Shemim Komo Hishpias Kedusha Sa Olabayis Vizelo Nifzak Gam Beis Achurba Velo Yipasek La'olam. And that's why it's still there. The rays are there. It could be less rays than was during Bayis Sheini. And that's what the Rambam writes. Umayata Yafa cause of a Rambam Sheshchina Eina Betela. And that's what we say in davening. V'sechazena Einenu B'shuvcha L'tzion. Hashem, we don't just want the rays. We want you. We want the source. B'shuvcha L'tzion Barachamim. We want you to come back to the Beis Hamikdash. B'shuvcha Daika Tehayno Lorak Or Ne'etzal Sheshochein Tadir Ela Makar HaKedusha Atzmo U'misayimim HaMachaz Yishchinasa L'tzion Shehi HaShchina V'bchinasa Rishona Makar Makar HaKedusha. And he quotes from the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh that the Aruch Chaim already said a couple hundred years ago that there are different levels of Kedusha, of Shechina. The Aruch Chaim writes at the end of Bereishis in Perek Mem Vav, As kilcha ki adargos shel or hashchina rabim hema. There are many. Halo timsa. He quotes a number of the chazals that we already said. Halo timsa. Asar she yoshim oskin batorah. 10 people sitting, learning Torah. Shchina shuri b'neihem. Number one. En matzina shel yad shchina b'neihem shel Yisrael ala achar she'asu mishkan. V'achar kama hachanas amurim. The shchina didn't happen until they built the mishkan and they were waiting for the shchina to come down. But what do you mean? The Shechina, wherever Jews are learning Torah, connecting to Hashem. Elavada yesh hadargos she'ein mispar lohem lahashras Shechina. There are an infinite number of levels. Ki gavoa me'al gavoa shomer. So again, the Rambam Yisod Yatorah. V'tzeu lamad hashras Shechina b'har Sinai. Look at Har Sinai. Ulamat ben hashras beis hamikdash. Ulamat ben hashras Shechina shel hanavi beis hakneses beis hamedrash. That's all the Aruch Chaim. So there are so many different levels of Shechina, and that is what's reflected in our Gemara as well. The specific Makom HaMikdash, now moving over to a related topic, but again, it's the Hashras HaShechina and the Mikdash, there are a number of important Mar Makomos that talk about the uniqueness of the Shechina and the Makom HaMikdash. Obviously, we're learning Torah here. The Shechina is here with us. If one Jew is learning Torah somewhere, the Shechina is with us. And wherever there is a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But obviously the Beis HaMikdash is something unique. He quotes from the Tzemach Tzedek, right, one of the Lubavitcher Rebbe's. It's an interesting idea. The Mikdash, the place is eternal, but the Kalim were not eternal. Right, the Kalim were carried away. Shlomo HaMelech made new Kalim, besides the Aron. But there are 10 menorahs and 10 shulchans that we had a machlokas, remember in Shkalim, which one was used. But the place is eternal and the Kalim are not. While by the Mishkan, the Kalim are eternal, right? They were put away, and there's a Medrash that says that even the boards are going to be used in the future. The Mishkan was never destroyed in Shiloh. The Aron was taken and they stopped using the Mishkan. It's called Churban Shiloh, but it's not really, it wasn't a physical Churban. It was a spiritual. But so there, the Kalim are eternal, but the place is not eternal, right? So it's flipped. So explains the Tzemach Tzedek why the Makom HaMikdash was chosen by God. Anything chosen by Hashem, anything created by Hashem is forever, is eternal. Just like the Mefarshim explained in the first Luchos. If we would have gotten the first Luchos, we would never have forgotten any Gemara, any Torah, because the first Luchos were made by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore we wouldn't have forgotten. So the Beis HaMikdash was chosen by Hashem. Rav Soloveitchik has an article, which we don't have time to go into now, that the Beis HaMikdash is called Beis HaMikdash and also called Beis HaBechira. And there's differences between the two. The sanctified house or the chosen house. Beis HaMikdash and Beis HaBechira. So that the Mikdash, the place of the Mikdash was chosen by Hashem. That's why the place is forever. The Kalim were made by Shlomo, by others, and therefore they weren't forever. Shlomo was a human being. By the Mishkan, right, the place was not chosen by Hashem. The Kelim were made by Moshe, meaning Moshe was instrumental. Moshe, the Eved Hashem, Ashakana Eved Kana Rabo, and therefore it's Kilo HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Kelim. So that's why the Kelim are eternal, even though the place is not eternal, while the Beis HaMikdash has the, is the opposite. But the place, the Shekhinah there, was inspiring in a way that we daven for, and that we can't fathom. Remember the Sefer HaChinuch writes in Parshas Bichul Kosai, in Shin Samach, Mitzvah Shin Samach, on the Mitzvah of Meiser Behema. So why is there a Mitzvah Meiser Behema and Meiser Sheni? Jews are, we always have to go to the base of Mikdash. Why? So the Sefer HaChinuch says there, because Hashem wants every family to be inspired. Part of what can inspire a family is that if they have a family member that has to go to Yerushalayim and bring the Meiser Behema as a karbon, or the Meiser Sheni, as every so often, you're going to go there, you're going to be inspired by what you see. And then you're going to go back and inspire your family. Right, that's how Hashem brings inspiration to the family. Kind of like sometimes, you know, teenagers go for a year or two in Eretz Yisrael, then they come back and they have a hashpah on the whole family after being in Eretz Yisrael, but Kal Vachomer with a Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. That's the purpose. That's the purpose. The Sefer HaChinuch says Hashem wants to be mezakeh us so that family members will go. Umitokach ye b'chol bayis u'bayis b'chol Yisrael ish chacham yodei haTorah asher yomad b'chachmasol kol beis aviv u'b'chein timal he'aretz de'as Hashem kim chacham echa levad v'chulu. And so it has to be every family. Every family. There's a lot of fruit and there's a lot of the miser. So again, that's something that the Sefer HaChinuch says, the special power of the Shechina that is in Yerushalayim. Right? Tosfos says a similar thing in Bava Basra on Daf Chaf Aleph by Meiser Sheni. He says, "Kimitzion deisei Torah levishaya roa kedusha gedula v'kohanim oskim ba'avoda ha'imachuban libo yoseh liyira shemayim v'lo mo Torah." It's inspiring, just to see how all the kohanim and the levim are working in the Beis Hamikdash, inspired by the Hashra'as Hashchina. So there are many different levels of Shchina. We daven for the time that the source of the Shchina comes down. V'sechazene einenu, because we want b'shuvcha, we want a Kadosh Baruch Hu b'chvod v'atzmo kaviyachal to come down. Again, this is all encapsulated in one line in the Ben Yoyada on our Gemara. What does it mean there's no Shechina? The Shechina says, the Ben Yoyada says, no, it just means that there was no Shechina like there was a Bayis Sheni and Bayis Rishon. But of course there was Shechina. That's the one line that the Ben Yoyada has in our Gemara, and that's what we know. Again, we're talking about different levels of spirituality which are hard to realize, but there are other areas also which are not our topic today. Nevuah, Ruach HaKodesh, right, there's different levels there too. Right, the highest levels, there's Basco, all different levels of communication. And then Malachim, the Rambam says there are 10 levels of Malachim. Also, spiritual beings, spiritual realities. So, even within the world of spirituality, there are different levels, not in space, but in concept. So, the same thing, Lahavdil, but it's here too, when we talk about the different levels of Ashras HaShechina that we're Zochet to. Okay, we'll stop here.